We're going to talk football here to begin things off here. Scott City with a big victory over the Colby Eagles last Friday night, 28-0, and they're going to play at Southeast of Slane on Friday night, district championship game. That should be a fun and a little chilly of an evening expected on Friday night there in rural Gypsum America. And 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:30 pregame right here on Mix 94.5. We get another one of our assistants here on the show tonight, and the legend himself, Coach Michael McEachern, joining us here. How are you doing this evening?
Doing pretty well, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you, as we roll on here with our live podcast here. And, in case you know, Coach McEachern, he's a big podcaster. But last Friday night, well, that was a fun game for you guys. I know I didn't score on the opening drive, but I felt like that set the tone with a couple of fourth down conversions. I thought about it there, that third one, but a 28-0 win, and it just seemed like everything clicked on both sides of the ball for you guys on Friday night last week.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was definitely a big thing for us to go for it on fourth down and definitely come up there with the securing first and 10 and all that. You know, it's probably the best that we've played as a whole entire game so far this season, and I was really proud of the guys for that.
And you've actually had some kind of some makeshift or some substitutes is what I was going to say there in some positions that are key positions, especially on that offensive line. You added or you put in J.P. Harris in there, keeping Jeffrey fresh for defense, who ended up doing a good job. Yeah, we're going to talk to him here in a little bit. And also, Dalton Pasternak played a lot as well. Hadn't seen a lot of activity on varsity all season, and those two really stepped up when you guys needed people to fill in those next spots.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that says a lot about our community is we always have somebody that's going to step up, especially when we need them to. Unfortunately, due to injuries, that's kind of why we had to have those younger guys step in, but they did an excellent job, and everybody played really well.
Well, and of course, had the 14-0 lead at halftime, and Colby kept coming with their best shots there in that third quarter. You guys were able to stop them inside the red zone, I think, three or four times in the ball game there. And fourth quarter, got the couple of big scores there during the middle of it, and as you took a look there through that fourth quarter there, you guys just kind of wore Colby down a little bit. And it seemed like it was fun to see the passing game kind of get going once again and that little bit more of a balance.
Yeah, you know, the nice thing, our defense just was phenomenal on Friday. You know, coming up with some big stops and short yardage, especially down there in the red zone. Everybody executed everything, you know, pretty well. You know, minor little things here and there, but for the most part, everybody was doing really well. And being able to have our line, you know, work as hard as they were and everything's and working, you know, smoothly, just really helped with opening up the passing game for sure.
Well, you guys have a pretty big test against or in front of you on Friday night. It's probably going to be your biggest challenge of the year, Southeast of Slane, this team. 6-0 on the air. They were unable to play a game a couple weeks ago, COVID-related, but they rolled Smoky Valley, and they did it early and often against the Vikings at their place last Friday night. And this is a big physical Southeast team that you're going to be facing on Friday.
Yeah, watching some of the film on those guys, they do have some pretty good size to them, and they do look to be very physical, which is, you know, something I think based off the practices we've gone through this week, I think we're going to rise to the occasion once again. We're gonna be, you know, matching their physicality, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we step it up just a touch more and hit them back.
Well, how big was it also? You guys, with the win last week, guaranteed yourselves a first-round home playoff game. And that's got to be nice to get one at home there to start off in the playoffs there instead of look like maybe traveling to Marysville, Riley County right off the bat.
Yeah, nobody really wants to travel that far away, especially in the first round. So that was huge for us to take. I mean, everybody always wants to take out Colby for sure. League school, that's usually when you get your best games. But securing that home game for the first round is a big thing for sure.
And, you know, how long have you been on the coaching staff now?
This will be my fourth year, I believe.
Wow, it goes fast, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, it is Coach Michael McEachern joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Thanks again, as always, Coach, and we'll see you there on Friday night.
Sounds good. We'll see you then.
All right, Coach Michael McEachern joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. And now we bring up a couple of our linemen, and he played primary linebacker last week in the victory. Jeffrey Nix joining us here. And how are you doing this evening?
Good. How about you?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, how fun was that game last Friday night against Colby?
It was pretty darn fun. It was pretty fun.
Yeah, and you guys got off to a good start there. I thought the defense definitely set the tone, and you were playing a little wounded there with your ankle. Didn't play a lot in that Smoky Valley game, but came back and played a little bit more there. How did you feel like you were able to kind of overcome maybe the ankle injury there and play primary linebacker and fly all over the field?
I just had to push through it. There was no getting me out the field. I just was go all week of practice. And I just jumped on the field and just did my job.
Yeah, what seemed to work well for you guys there on defense on Friday night? Has Colby been putting up a lot of rushing yards, and they've been kind of, you know, putting up a lot of points as well?
Just doing your job and reading keys and just filling the holes.
All right, and how fun was how big was that to guarantee you guys pretty much that another game at home on the first round of the playoffs?
Pretty big. I was pretty glad that we got another home game, play at Darn Stadium one more time.
All right. Well, you get to Friday night next week, or this Friday night, excuse me. See a different style of team there, bigger team, Southeast of Saline. And what jumps out and what are you looking forward to the most for that challenge?
Just how physical they are. I want to see if we can match that, and I hope we do. I plan to, just team-wise, and just how big they are.
All right, and it looks like you're going to be back out on the offensive side on Friday night as well?
Yes, sir.
All right, that'll be great. Thanks again, Jeffrey, joining me here. Keep up the good work. You've had a great season so far.
Thank you.
All right, once again, senior Jeffrey Nix joining us here, and next guest is going to be another senior here, Gabe Bowers, offensive lineman as well, and defensive line. And, well, it was a pretty good week there last week. How have things been for you?
Pretty good. They've been really good, actually. We've been hitting hard at practice, and we feel pretty good.
All right. Well, as you take a look at how you guys did or how you did last Friday night, I guess it took you to 18 years old to be able to get some touchbacks on kickoffs, right?
Well, it just took me a while to get a 60-mile-an-hour wind in my back.
60-mile-an-hour wind?
I don't know.
That's
what it felt like.
It felt like, yeah, maybe about 35, 40. But still, I mean, that's got to be great to get a couple touchbacks on the resume this year.
Yeah, I've been trying all year and last year and – been a long time coming.
All right. Well, how did you feel overall that you performed there against Colby last week?
Pretty well. I made a few mistakes. Try to fix those this week, but overall pretty well.
I think, you know, kind of I'm going to go through one of those plays there. I think it was on fourth down. I think it might have been early fourth quarter there. They were driving inside the 20-yard line, and you made a big tackle there. Kind of go through that play if you remember that play where you tackled the quarterback on a draw.
Well, the guard stepped with his right foot, so I had hit that shoulder, and it kind of blew him off balance. And then I saw Myers tuck the ball and try to run over to where Taylor was. I'm like, not today.
Not today, yeah. You pretty much dropped him stone cold there.
Yeah, tangled up our feet a little bit.
Yeah. Well, what would you like to see this week and also as you push forward to the playoffs coming up here?
Hit hard. Be physical. Keep being hype all the time. Just keep everybody up and not yelling at each other and being negative.
As seniors, as players, do you feel like this is kind of the start of your playoffs beginning Friday night?
Oh, certainly. We'll see them later this year, too.
All right, hopefully so here. It should be. It's been a good season so far. What's been probably the favorite part of this season?
Oh, definitely defense.
Defense, yeah. You guys have had a pretty good season there, three shutouts in seven games here, so... Yeah, you've gotten pretty good here this year. Thanks again, Gabe, for joining me here. Good luck to you coming up Friday night.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.